Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Bob Cordaro Show Podcast.
Great. Good afternoon, everyone. It is Thursday, May 26th, 2022. This is the Bob Cordaro Show, and I am he, broadcasting today from what is still the United States of America, the place where the brave have made us free. The United States of America, where we were founded with a certain knowledge and understanding by our great founding fathers, that concentrations of power in human hands never turned out well, and that government should not be our parent, our guide, our salvation, our direction, not any of these things, but is nothing more than a necessary evil we require to organize and protect society. The United States, the country where for the first time in human history, freedom was declared to be an unalienable right granted by God, not something to be parceled out or controlled by government or government officials. Our great American Constitution ensures and codifies freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of association, economic freedom, and freedom of the press. Because they were armed with these freedoms, uniquely in the world, a ragtag bunch of immigrants and rejects, including people brought here as slaves, went forth to create the richest, most powerful, most culturally diverse and accepting nation and culture ever to grace this beautiful planet. America, the only place specifically invented and designed so that every American can live their life in the manner they choose, unlimited by their background, upbringing, race, color, or creed, unhindered by the government or those who would use government to control others for their own comfort or benefit. This Bob Cordaro Show will always be convincingly conservative, lovingly logical, proudly and passionately patriotic, and reliably right. So, the questions on the Texas shooting still continue. And the one that I had that was more important than the other, after the press conference yesterday and after everything I've been trying to read and devour, is what I'd love to know, and I don't know why we don't, I'm sure we will, the nature of the engagement of the resource officer with the killer. And how did this killer get in to the school? Reports that he may have been in there as long as an hour. So the police response, there are questions, and they need to be answered. They don't need to be accusations, but they need to be explored and answered without the heat of politics. Did somebody back off and let this guy in? Did somebody at the point of a gun let him in? We don't know that yet. We do know that 19 children and two adults are going to be buried at some time soon. And that this sick man wrought devastation on a whole country, but certainly on the town of Uvalde. Unbelievable. Well, the Oz McCormick Senate nomination race is headed for a recount. We sort of knew that. Oz is up by 900 and some votes. These recounts seldom change the outcome. Very, very seldom. So we're going to see as that process continues. Speaking of school security, a number of articles today, a number of commentary from regarding local school security being reviewed. And it just seems to me, with all of that COVID money, that there can be construction where you walk into, first of all, you've got to get buzzed in to a closed vestibule, and then you can be observed in that vestibule and have to be let in from there. That doesn't prevent everything from happening, because things could happen outside the school, obviously. But within the school, where the kids are trapped essentially in classrooms, or can be trapped, we've got to at least take the security steps that can be taken. These are the sensible things that can be done. A lot of people of goodwill are talking about banning particular type of weapons or things along that line. If it wasn't in the face of the massacre in Buffalo, where very strict gun controls, and New York City, the subway shooting, and elsewhere, then I could say, well, let's try it. But there's just a couple of things that seem to make that more of a diversion and more of an emotional response, and not just to the people who are the politicians who are supporting it. But during the 10 years that assault weapons were banned, and they were so-called assault weapons, crime didn't go down. These types of incidents didn't go down. In other words, it didn't have any appreciable benefit. Now, that sounds odd, but that's the statistics. The second thing is, when you look at New York State with all of its laws and restrictions and red flag laws, and then you look back at Parkland in Florida and a lot of these incidents, it appears that sort of missed information is more of a problem than the weapons, which can be obtained illegally as well as legally. So I'm not seeing, I'm trying to pay attention, I'm not seeing, there already are background checks. This kid, Salvador Ramos, would have probably passed even, and what they're talking about, which is enhanced background checks. He may have had a juvenile record, but those are not accessible. But he had no record as an adult. So I just would caution everybody, try to avoid knee-jerk reactions that don't actually do any good. Obviously, the thing that can be controlled immediately is the security issues at the schools where we send our kids and our grandchildren. What are those measures, and what measures can be done? I would wager very inexpensively, so that a school can go into lockdown quickly, and that there could be some level of safety. The finger pointing at the quotes gun lobby, whatever that is, I don't it is just that. It's finger pointing. It doesn't add any value. We've got to know where the security breakdown was at this school. I mean, you have President Obama, of all people, celebrating George Floyd. What? George Floyd, as though it had anything to do with, except that he committed crimes with a weapon. It had nothing to do with Texas. I was embarrassed by that. Now, he'll get a pass because he's Barack Obama, but that's embarrassing. To somehow draw the line between this Texas massacre and George Floyd. Wow. He's a confused ex-president. We've got a couple of those lying around. But we have to truly make sure that we're doing what can be done that might make a difference. And it won't make a difference in every aspect. We cannot control human nature and when someone goes off the rails. We've seen that over and over and over again. It's the way it is. All right. We'll take a break. Bob Cadaro with you. WILK. We'll talk about more than this, but it's certainly weighing on the country's mind, and an appropriate logical response is very important. The thing we know we can do is secure the schools. We know we can do that. There are the resources to do it. There's the technology and understanding to do it. And they do have, in addition to the resources, narrowing it down to what they've got the money. All these school districts haven't spent the money from the COVID. So it's there. We'll take this break and be back. We are back. 1962, this date, Ray Charles moved into the heart charts at number 4 with that great song. And Operation Dynamo, the evacuation of 338,000 Allied troops, mostly British, from Dunkirk, France, begins during World War II. That famous movie. And Mary Regina sent in our Mother Teresa for May 26th. Mother Teresa says, be faithful to the time spent in prayer and make sure that at least half of your prayer is spent in silence. This will bring you closer to Jesus. If you deepen your prayer life, you will grow in holiness, obtain many graces for the souls entrusted to your care. Deepen your love for one another by praying for each other and by sharing thoughts and graces you have received in prayer and reading. And obviously, we need to send those, our prayers, down to Texas for that shattered community. Bob Cadaro back with you on the eponymous show. Yeah, I said that two disappointments and maybe the two, to me, the two most blatant political efforts. Well, maybe there's three. There were many, but three that really stand out. President Biden and his ignorant commentary. President Obama and his ignorant commentary. Somehow linking George Floyd to this disaster in Texas. It was disgraceful. And then Biden signing an executive order to try to limit federal police officers in their responses. Is this really the time when we needed a heavy police response, a quicker police response to limit federal officers? Is it really? I just can't figure them out. I can't figure out. It's called a non sequitur, meaning it doesn't, in Latin, it doesn't go in sequence. In other words, it doesn't follow. honoring George Floyd, which he's not someone to be honored. Not even close. Honoring George Floyd. Are we kidding? Condemning Derek Chauvin, fine. One cop, plus the three that were with him. But it does not approach the point of honoring George Floyd or even having him in the same breath as the 19 little angels and the two teachers killed in Texas. Shouldn't be mentioned in the same breath, period. Now, we've got questions we have to answer in Texas, but having these fools, and then Beto O'Rourke with his disgraceful display. I mean, it was all staged. Even a reporter for CBS says that. And you look at it and you say, what do these people think? They are disconnected from reality. You can tell by their policies. Now, Biden's going to go down there at some point. I mean, is he going to make the same political pitch? Is he just seeks to divide at every turn. He did it in Buffalo. He did it the night of the massacre. He did it and will probably do it again in Texas. He's a total disgrace. Wow. And Obama, who I never thought of in that way, I just thought he was a very mediocre president and very committed to government control. But I never thought of him as a disgrace until yesterday. But that's what we're dealing with. And we've got to get to at least the opportunity where we limit these kinds of things. Wherever we are, where our kids go to school, where we shop, where they go to work, which is where a majority of these type of attacks happen. Preventative measures have to be put in place wherever, regardless of the likelihood of anything happening, because it only has to happen once. All right, 570-883-0098. Bob Cadaro on the eponymous show. We'll be back with the weather and you after these great messages. Well, the Odyssey guy doesn't have to worry because everybody's got a vacation closer because of Biden's asinine energy policies. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from Joe Snedeker. Today, clouds and sunny breaks. Cool, highs near 70. Tonight, more muggy, a passing shower, lows near 60. Friday, tomorrow, mainly dry in the morning, to showers and thunderstorms into the afternoon and evening, highs in the low to mid-70s with more humid air. Saturday, the weekend, a few scattered showers tapering off late, less humid, highs in the low 70s. Sunday, sunny, highs near 80. And then Monday, Memorial Day, looks like sunny, more humid with highs in the upper 80s, and that should carry through to Wednesday. Bob Cadaro back with you, 570-883-0098. Somebody says Obama did not conflate the two, meaning George Floyd and the other. He didn't. He put them in the same thought. I've read the tweet, and he did so intentionally as though one had anything to do with the other. And that's disgraceful. It's absolutely disgraceful. And to continue to honor George Floyd is in itself embarrassing. He's not to be honored in any way, shape, or form. He just isn't. And there was no racism involved. Not one hint of it in his killing, and the cop who happened to be white has been punished, as have the other officers on the scene. So what are you talking about? And that initiated, I know a lot of people want to forget, an entire summer of rioting and looting death and destruction, billions of dollars worth of property destroyed, police stations being overtaken, parts of cities being overtaken, all based on a lie. And it's statistically provable that it's a lie that our cops are racist, that our country is racist. It's statistically provable. And Obama is doubling down on it. He's doubling down on the lie. There's your big lie, because it actually has impact on our society, on how people, Americans, look at each other.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's a disgrace. And I'm... Well, what else do you say? You know, there are empirical facts, and there is reality, and there is truth. But people like Obama and Biden and Harris and Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi have no basis in them. They don't come from reality. They don't come up from a place of truth. They don't come from a place where facts, objective, empirical facts, are acknowledged. They make them up to fit a narrative and an agenda. It doesn't matter if it's the environment or handcuffing cops instead of criminals. And the results are so patent and obvious, you have to say, could they be looking at the same thing? They're demonstrably wrong about every issue that they put themselves out there. Just demonstrably, provably wrong. So what do you do about that? Socialism, Marxism, government control does not work. Freedom with all its mess, because of the human condition is what it is, works. That's objective. That's true. The Green New Deal does not work. It hurts real Americans. It damages the economy. Demonstrably true. They don't care. They don't care about minorities being slaughtered in our cities. They don't care that our cities have become dystopian. They become dirtier, they become meaner because of their criminal policies spawned by the George Floyd lie. So how do you have a discussion with people that come from there, from a place of with no reality involved, no facts, no truth, nothing? And we've got to have a discussion. I have no problem with a discussion on guns. I've never owned one. I think it's everybody's right to have one or two or whatever they want. We have background checks. But the unfortunate truth is that the places that have the most vigorous gun control have the most gun violence. That's the truth. So if you ignore that fact, how do you have a realistic discussion about where to head after Buffalo, Texas, and the subway shooting? And the weekly carnage in New York and D.C. and Chicago and Philadelphia and Los Angeles. Where do you go for that? So it's very, very frustrating because we have one whole side of this discussion that does not want to. They want to do what I'm watching Beto O'Rourke, blaming Governor Abbott for the shooting. Now, that's sickening. That's disgraceful. He should be disqualified from even running for office. You know, then you could go back to even issues like, and I'll wrap on this moment, go to discussions about voting rights with Bob Casey and Stacey Abrams, you name it. Joe Biden talking about Jim Crow, Jim Eagle, like the stupidest things. White supremacy. And Georgia, which was the focus of those attacks and lies, has the greatest turnout they ever had under the suppression laws passed by the Georgia legislature, signed by Governor Kemp. So now it's a provable lie. It's been proven, and they'll keep lying. Why? Can't you find another issue, maybe? Once you're wrong, once you're proven wrong, move on. Go destroy something else, left wing. All right, we'll take a break. Bob Cadaro with you. WILK on the eponymous show. We'll be back after these messages. Well, I was told by Gretchen, Ray Liotta, actor in Goodfellas and Field of Dreams, had died last night at age 67. Sad stuff. Too bad. He gave us a lot, though. He really did. Ray Liotta, dead last night at age 67. Now, somebody texts in, Bob, I find it very interesting that no one in our government ever advocates for civil discourse and comedy and coming together to create a better future for our children. I don't even see it in the churches, which suggests to me that keeping everyone at each other's throats is part of a plan, question mark. I actually think it is. I think the regressive left that owns the Democrat Party knows that the only way that they could stay in power, because their policies are so unpalatable and so wrong, not only for individuals, but for this country. Look at the economy. Look at crime in our cities. I could go through the list, the border. That they need to divide us in order to stay in power. What's happening?
Money Minute. After workers at a number of its retail stores began efforts to unionize, Apple has decided to hike salaries for all employees by 10%. That'll make it $22 an hour for those hourly store workers and a comparable pay increase for salaried staffers. Shares of Apple up 2.5% right now while the rest of Wall Street is in rally mode following a round of strong retailer earnings and upbeat outlooks from Macy's, Williams-Sonoma, and Dollar Tree. With shares of Macy's up 17% leading the way, the Dow is now up more than 500 points, 1.75% higher. The Nasdaq up nearly 3%, and the S&P 500 is 2% higher. Pending home sales, deals that have been agreed to, not yet finalized, down nearly 4% from March to April, down for a sixth month in a row. But mortgage rates last week fell to an average of 5.1%, the biggest one-week decline in over 2 years. I'm Tom Busby, Bloomberg Radio.
Well, it is not La Familia Friday, which we're not having tomorrow either, by the way, because it's Memorial Day celebration for us on the show. But Ray Liotta passed away overnight at age of 67. And focusing on some of his Goodfellas, his work in Goodfellas, which was a true classic. Somebody says, I loved Ray Liotta since he was in Another World. Yeah. And somebody said, LTS, did you hear Ray Liotta died last night? Yeah, we were paying attention to that. Gretchen let me know about it. Now, somebody texted in. Here's a fact. Absolutely nothing will ever change because the GOP values the Second Amendment in all its ideological purity as much more important than any room full of murdered kids. Like, why would you make an asinine statement like that? See, that's actually scary. You don't even know. And what about Buffalo? What about all these other instances with gun control out the gazoo? 248 as of the other day, Chicagoans, vast majority minority and poor, killed. Toughest gun control, tough state, tough city. New York City the same, New York State the same. Buffalo Massacre. And yes, a lot of conservatives, I don't really care about the Republican Party, a lot of conservatives, meaning realists, meaning people who use their common sense instead of their emotions, a lot of us believe very strongly in the Constitution. My word, what a surprise, what a disgrace. We believe in the Constitution. We believe in what the founding fathers gave us. And we saw over the 200 some odd years of this country that it works. It's messy because human beings and their condition are messy. But it works for the most people, the most time on the planet. And for the most in human history, freedom works. Period. There's not a question about it. There's no guess about it. There's nothing to compare to what we've experimented with and discovered in the United States. A lot of European countries and other countries have tried to follow us, but they never codified the protections as we did. They never codified freedom in the Constitution the way we did. It is not a mystery why we're the most successful nation in the history of the world, the most powerful, the wealthiest, you name it. the only country that came together and formed a culture until recently out of people from all over the world and still formed its own unique culture. So, that's the kind of senselessness that we avoid on this show. Knee-jerk emotional reactions that are factually 1,000% wrong. All right. We'll be back after the news. Bob Cordaro with you.
The Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.